I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Japan's had over 500 earthquakes and two major ones in the last few days. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa.
The continuous earthquake is making the situation worse, and rescue work has been delayed. So it's fighting with the time because first earthquake has happened 14th. So it's getting difficult.
Over 180,000 people have been evacuated, and mudslides are cutting access to and from villages. What's the key in the chaos? The church. Asian Access joins the ministries that are jumping to action.
Local church pastor understand the local situation the best. So we try to listen to the local leaders in those areas and then try to respond to that.
And take a look at any headline today, and it's likely to involve some sort of violence or hardship. Trauma is a natural but often overlooked side effect.
There's a growing amount of trauma, both in war and ethnic violence and persecution and refugees and human trafficking, but it's not only confined to those areas. Things like domestic violence and suicide and addiction, those are all things that cause trauma in people.
Pat Miersma helps Wycliffe USA missionaries and Bible translators bring a different message to traumatized communities.
It's God's word, healing hearts in heart languages.
A new documentary called Hope Rising shows the impact of trauma healing in the Democratic Republic of Congo. You can watch it at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.